Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Myself, my name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show today. Let's have some fun today, y'all. Let's have some fun today. So much going on. So much happening. So much going on. So much happening. So let's have some fun today. Where do I start off? Should I talk about my friend Omarosa? Tony like Omarosa, y'all. Tony like Omarosa. Bang! Queen Omarosa, that's what he called her. Queen Omarosa. Queen Omarosa. Omarosa is a pretty girl. That's my girl. She's a very pretty girl. She has some qualities about herself. Do I talk about her first? Or do I talk about a fight that I witnessed that I couldn't believe I was witnessing? Or do I talk about this new way to meet people if you single? That somebody had the nerve to say, hey, are you going to be in D.C. this weekend? You should come to this event. What? What should I talk about? Should I talk about the church that we're going to be creating? That was my big, for everybody who missed it, that was my big announcement that I was going to create a church for the people. Or do we talk about the unemployment with your president? President Trump. Look at y'all. Do the fight first. Somebody want me to talk about Urban Myers. Okay, I'll talk about Urban Myers. All right. I'll tell you the new stock next hour. Sean King. I'll talk about Sean King. Okay, all right. I'm taking y'all requests. It's Friday. We're going to do Free Your Mind like we used to. So would y'all give me y'all request. Y'all want to hear about the fight, huh? Y'all want to hear about the fight. All right, let me tell you about the fight. So, you can look this up online and you can see it for yourself. In fact, let me see if I can find it and post it on social media. But a fight took place in Silver Spring, Maryland yesterday. And the fight was over a wig. Now, hear me out. If you listen to my show, I tell women all the time, I don't understand why y'all spend all this money for hair. Because if you was my girl and you wanted to wear a different weave or wig every day, we're going straight to the Swaparama. We're going to the flea market. I can take $100, buy you 10 wigs. You can be a different woman every day of the week plus three more days. $300, what you're spending for one strand of weave, you can be a different woman every day. You can be Omarosa one day. You can be a Marilyn Negra the next day. You can be Charlize Theron the next day. You can be Curly Q the next day. I mean, we go to Swaparama, you get all the wigs you want. This fight took place over a $80 wig. Two women and a black man beat up the Chinese owners over an $80 wig. They stole a $80 wig. $80. Now, is it that serious for hair? Is it that serious for hair? I don't understand this. When you can go to the Swaparama and buy a perfectly good wig for $10. Is hair weave the new crack? And I just didn't know nothing about it. That they fighting over hair like it's crack cocaine? Look, man, I had no idea that it was that serious for a wig. I didn't. And see, I don't know what's going on in the DMV right now, because you got people fighting over $80 wigs. Then let me tell you something else they're doing in the DMV. So if you're single, they have what they call pheromone parties, right? Your pheromones. And what they basically want you to do, they want you to bring a T-shirt that you wore, don't wash it, bring the T-shirt, and then they're going to blindfold you and blindfold everybody else in the room, and the person you want to holler at is based on you smelling their old T-shirt. That's going to be whatever T-shirt smells the best to you, that's the one you get to go on a date with. What kind of, what? What? Would you want to do this? Would you literally want to go into a, well, I'm going to a single spot to meet some people. And the idea behind this is I'm going to get blindfolded. I'm going to smell a bunch of shirts and whatever shirt is the most appealing to me. What if nobody like your smell? What if nobody like the way you smell? Oh my God. These people are doing some crazy stuff. They are doing some crazy stuff in America. All right, let me talk a little serious stuff for a minute. So, the unemployment rate is under 4% in this country. And the Republicans are literally going crazy over these numbers. And they think this is going to reassure them victory in the midterm elections and in the general come 2020. And they're right. And you know why they're right? Because the Democrats are not disputing the numbers. Now, Warren, what are you talking about? What do you mean the numbers are what they are? No. Let me show you how deceptive the news media is and the government is. All right. Does anybody understand how unemployment works in this country? I mean, do you really understand how it works? I'm explaining to you how the number for unemployment works. All right. This is how unemployment works in this country. The unemployment number comes from the amount of people that are on the roll receiving unemployment benefits. Now, the number drops in one or two ways. Either a person gets a job or the person stops trying to find a job and they age out. They don't get any more benefits. Thus, the number goes down because they are no longer on the roll. That doesn't mean that they got a job. They're just out of the loop now. The other thing about this that nobody talks about, right, is this. You have plenty of people who get on unemployment and then they get a job like for Uber or something else, but they may have a doctoral degree. They may have a master's degree. So they are literally working for less than what they really should be earning. So even though technically they have a job, they're not making what they really should be making and what they're trained to be making in this country. They're underemployed. So when you look at that, right, and you see, well, unemployment is under 4%, How many people are underemployed in that 4% or under? How many people just quit looking for a job? See, this is the thing with the unemployment number that the Democrats need to be focusing on. They're not focusing on that. They're not focusing on that. They're just saying, well, you know, it's because Obama put these things in place. No, don't argue that. What you need to be showing the American people, how many of these people are underemployed? And then wait, the other argument that they need to be making is the wages. The wages do not match what inflation is. You know, our inflation is at an all-time high in this country right now. Y'all, do y'all realize that? We're about to go into hyperinflation, superinflation in the next 6 months. And nobody's talking about it. So if your wages are not going up, even though you employed, you're still struggling. You're still struggling. And instead of the Democrats showing this angle of what's going on with the numbers, they're trying to, well, we did this before he got into office. No. Show the whole story. Tell the whole story. Because if you tell the whole story, then you see what's going on. And what's going on is, well, yeah, the number is low because there's so many people not on the roll. Well, yeah, the number is low because you got people who are underemployed. And let's really look at the wages and not just the employment. All right. When we come back, I'm going to talk Urban Myers. I'm going to talk Omarosa. I'm going to talk Sean King. I'm going to start off with Sean King, man. Because what's happening to him and his family, what's sad about it, I tried to warn the brother. You're listening to the WB.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. This week, Staples 120-sheet filler paper is just 50 cents. Plus, a 10-ream case of multi-purpose paper is only $32.99. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, in-store only. Offer ends 8/18/18. Limit 5 on filler paper, 10 on case paper.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Saying that he doesn't like white people, I'm saying he has a problem. He has a, this guy is, I believe, a racist.
What?
Post-racial, by all appearances. You know, I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one street fighter in America.
All right, welcome back to the show. Let me start off this segment of the show talking about Sean King, all right? Sean King, a brother who's taking a stance for what's happening across the nation with civil unrest and social injustice. Now, he initially had a problem going through an airport security check. When that first happened, I reached out to Tom Joyner Jr. and his other son, Oscar, because I don't know Sean personally. So I reached out to them and said, look, please tell Sean to get in touch with me. I just want to give him some advice because I've been where he's at and they're going to come for him. I was like, it is no doubt you're going to have not only crazy people, but the government messing with you, messing with him real soon. So please tell him to reach out to me so I can prepare him for what's coming, because I've already lived what he's about to experience. Both of the brothers text me back. Okay. Didn't hear anything. Now, that's a misfortune, because one of the things that I was going to tell Sean was, you cannot publicly put your family's information out to the world. Because if you publicly put your family's information out to the world, even the people who listen to you and follow you, you got some crazy folks. They want to know you so badly, or they want to know something about you so badly, they'll be popping up at your uncles, aunties, cousins, and everybody else's house. Okay? So you got to understand that even though the average person who listens and who follows, they're good people, but it's always that one or two first people who just, you know, they're missing a screw or two, and you got to be careful of them. You got to understand that going into the game. It's not just the crazies who dislike you. It's the crazies that like you too, that you got to be worried about. In fact, you might need to be a little bit more worried about them, because they don't understand that they're overstepping the boundary. They don't get that they overstep in the line. They think that it's okay because they support you. So literally, I was like, man, I hope this brother reaches out to me. Now, what's going on now with him and his family is because he's talked about his kids so much and the activities that they do, somebody called child services on him and his wife and said that they were doing drugs and leaving their kids in the house. Now, look, I don't know if any of that is true or not, but based on what I see, I highly doubt that that is true. Okay. In fact, I'm willing to bet it's not true. But this is just the tip of the iceberg. And this goes back to what I was telling y'all about LeBron. We have to do more than say we're praying for the people who are speaking up and doing things for us as a people. We have to do that. I don't care if they're black, white, Asian, Latino, whatever. If it's somebody who's doing something to help people, to highlight injustices, to fix wrongs, you have to support them, not with just I'm praying for you or God's got them. That is just the truth of the matter. This man may be drugged through court for no reason at all, except for the fact that he was brave enough to speak up and say something about black issues. See, this is what I'm trying to do with this show is I'm trying to get you to stop thinking the way you were trained to think when it comes to issues of people. I'm trying to get you to stop thinking about it just from a racial tone. I'm trying to get you to understand that when you have somebody fighting for you, you got to fight for them. Because if they remove this person, guess what? The next person is going to be twice as afraid to say something because they're afraid it's going to happen to them too. And see, let me tell you something about stepping out and fighting for people. When you step out and fight for people and then you get drugged down and it's a handful of people there, it makes you not want to step out and fight no more. It makes you not want to do it. Because what happens is, it's just like, well, I thought all these folks was really with me, but they really wasn't with me. They was with the concept of what I was talking about. But when the stuff hit the fan, they ain't nowhere to be found. They praying for you. So you gotta understand that when Sean King, LeBron, or anybody else is being targeted, it's not their fight alone. Because if you make it just their fight, what you essentially do is assure that the next person who comes along, they're not gonna fight for you as hard. Now, if you don't believe that I'm telling the truth, let me show you something, and let's just look at this from a logical point of view. And if I'm not making logical sense to you, please tell me this doesn't make sense. You had the civil rights movement. You had Dr. King fighting for people to the point where when he got his Nobel Peace Prize, he gave it back to the people. To the point when he died, he was in debt, okay? Once King was assassinated the way he was, out in the open, in the broad, everybody could see, what happened to the black leadership after that? Everybody went up for sale. They can say they didn't go up for sale, but every one of those Negroes today are a multimillionaire. Every one of their kids had the best opportunity, best education, best everything. Why do you think that was? Because logically speaking, once they did that, all the ones who should have stood up and fought all got afraid. And once they got afraid, they sold out. And so when Sean King, LeBron, or anybody else is getting ripped down, the next person who comes along, guess what happens to them? When they're approached to become the sellout, to make the money, they take it. You know why? Because what they say to them is, Sean King didn't take the money. Look what happened to him. Warren Valentine didn't take the money. Look what happened to him. Dr. King didn't take the money. Look what happened to him. See, they show you that if you don't take the money, this is what's going to happen to you. And so the next person who comes along be like, well, that ain't going to happen to me. I'm going to take this damn money. And no, it wasn't circumstantial, man. Come on. You going to make the argument it was circumstantial that they became multimillionaires? Preachers. All them preachers. Come on, man. Use your head. Listen to the WB.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parents. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. So we're talking about Sean King, and I was telling you about how you have to stand up for these people when they're being targeted. Because, see, the thing about any movement, right? I always ask you guys, is this a moment or is this a movement? The thing about any movement is that if you have somebody out in front who's pushing it forward, they want to chop off that head so that the rest of the body will fall. This is why, even with the stuff we're doing now, I'm like, look, I want y'all to get your own thing. I want to show you how to do it yourself so that we all can do it. Even with the church that I'm talking about doing, look, this ain't going to be a one-person thing where that person is the overseer of the church. No, everybody's going. It's going to be a round table. Everybody is going to be a leader. Why? Because if you set it up like that, it will not stop no matter what is going on. Right? You have to have it where everybody knows what's going on. Everybody's working together. Everybody can step up and be a leader, because that way, if something goes wrong or somebody gets hurt or somebody passes away, the movement keeps moving. The movement keeps moving. That's the key to all of this. Now, I'll show you this from a business perspective, right? Let me show you things from a business point of view. What is the one thing the Democrats did wrong under the Obama administration? You know the main thing they did wrong under the Obama administration? They didn't groom nobody to be next. Because they were so sure Hillary was next. And because they didn't groom nobody to be next, Hillary lost. And look at them now. Who they gonna run? They ain't got nobody to run for president. Because they didn't take the time to groom anybody to be next. They didn't take the time. Okay? Let's look at, I'll show you another example of this. Radio. If you look at black talk radio, or black radio, period, outside of me and trying to think on a national scale, Charlemagne and the Breakfast Club. Trying to think if there's anybody else. Everybody else in black radio is over 45. And the majority of them in black radio is over 50. You got some shows where the host is over 60 years old. On every one of them shows, it should be somebody that's in their 30s or 20s getting trained by that host to be ready to go when that host decides to retire. But they're not setting it up like that. Now, I talk about this in the book, The Business of Love. The ebook will be up by Monday on my site. I think Amazon is going to put everything up. I think it's up, but you can't buy the book yet, but I think it's up on Amazon. I think they're going to have it where it can go start Monday too. But I talk about doing good business, right? Now, I just gave you those examples of politics and radio. If you look in the Latin community, the Asian community, the Jewish community, and even the white community, if you look at anybody who has any kind of success going on, they are grooming the next. Even though they want power, even though they want the prestige, they know in order to keep this going, I have to have a next. So they take the time to bring in somebody younger and groom them up. Even crazy Donald Trump, for y'all who think he's crazy, if you look at what he's doing with his kids, he's getting them ready for next. He got him ready for next for his business. This is why Eric and Don Jr. is running that. Ivanka and Jared are going to be the politicians. He's getting them next, getting them ready. That's why he's getting them all in the White House acclimated and everything else. Right? All this is good business. And it goes back to what my aunt uncle used to say in church as pastors all the time. God bless the kids. A church without young people is a church that will not exist in 20 years. You have to groom next. Farrakhan is grooming next. Yes, he is. In fact, he's not grooming just next. It's like three or four of them that's in line in succession. Brother Ishmael Muhammad is one of them. They are right there. Being groomed for next. I mean, this is what it's all about. That's good business. That's what it's all about. It's good business. So we have to look at everything from a business point of view. And it's about understanding in order to keep the business going, you have to prepare the next person, next generation, next people. That's what this is all about. Now, the other thing I want to touch on is Urban Meyer. Somebody asked me to talk about Urban Meyer's situation. Well, I think Urban Meyer has a really tough situation here. Now, let me tell you why I'm saying it's a tough situation. For everybody who doesn't know, he had a coach on his staff who allegedly was beating his wife. The wife told Urban Meyer's wife back in 2015. Urban Meyer says he didn't know nothing about it. And so now they're saying that Urban knew about it and he protected the guy because the guy's father or grandfather was Urban's mentor and gave Urban a job just like Urban gave him a job, which that all may be true, but it may not be true too. He may not have known. His wife might not have told him. But the question becomes, do you believe his wife would have information like that about one of those coaches and not say something to him about it? Now, for everybody who's a Buckeye fan who believes it's possible, then you got to believe it's possible that Donald Trump Jr. didn't tell his daddy about the Russian meeting. Because, see, when people made it, well, he had to know because Don Jr. told him. Well, if that's the case, Urban should be fired based on that logic then, because Urban should have known. Urban should have known. So, in a way, I feel bad for Urban, because if he didn't know, he's going to lose his job simply because his wife. Because she didn't tell him. That's a hard pill to swallow, because he's going to lose a $9 million a year job. $9 million a year. $9 million a year, y'all, because his wife didn't tell him what was going on. See, I talk about this in my book, The Business of Love. You got to have a good business partner. She just did bad business. She cost them $9 million a year. And he could have been there for the next 10 years. Wow. I don't know. That's, man, look, that may be grounds for divorce, player. I'm just saying. Hey, you're listening to the WB.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians, or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through August 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show. Heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Please go over and hit the like button for me, everybody who's watching it. Or if you dislike it, hit the dislike button. It's all cool. It's all love. Now, I'm talking about the things you guys suggested we talk about today. So, this is Friday. On Friday, we do the Free Your Mind. I'm going to do some stock tips next hour. So, get your pens and paper ready for that. I'm going to give you a couple of stocks you need to look at. But, I don't know if y'all paying attention to the Tuesday stock I gave y'all. Tuesday stock has been going up. I don't know if y'all watching that. But, it's going up. This whole Urban Meyer thing is crazy to me. Let me tell you what else is crazy to me. So yesterday, I was, I don't believe in talking on the phone. I don't do the video chat stuff. But yesterday, I had to make a phone call because I was trying to get the 411 from Omarosa. So she has her new book coming out. And basically, it's a tell-all book, she says. She told me she's telling everything that her and Trump no longer have a friendship, and she's just letting it all rip. Now, one of the things that they put out, that I was called about once I saw it, she said she was watching the interview with Lester Holt. This is a direct quote from her book. While watching the interview, I realized that something real and serious was going on in Donald's brain. His mental decline could not be denied. Many didn't notice it as keenly as I did because I knew him way back when. They thought Trump was being Trump and off the cuff, but I knew something wasn't right. She said she was beside herself when the president contradicted the White House party line that the FBI head, James Comey, was fired based on the recommendation by the Department of Justice. Hope Hicks, The then communications director, had gone over the briefing with him a dozen times, hitting the key point that he had fired Comey based on the recommendation of the DOJ, which the vice president and other surrogates had been reinforcing for days. Now, let me say this. I know she's right about the surrogates reinforcing stuff because, quite honestly, when the Democrats have control, they send me and other people in radio talking points on whatever the issues are of the day. Like, if you're going to talk about what's going on with the unemployment, if you're going to talk about what's going on with this, you know, if you think what we're doing is right, these are the talking points that we want people to talk about. They do send that out to everybody who they think has an audience. They get copies of these talking points if they think you are with them. Okay. So I know she's not lying about that particular part. But what I found to be interesting about this is that it's almost like she wants to be put in the lion's den. Because y'all know when this book really comes out what the conversation is going to be, right? You know what the conversation is going to sound like. Mr. President, have you read Omarosa's book? Loser, no need to read it. All fake news, another fake news. Why do you think I fired her so many times off The Apprentice, huh? Huh? She just wasn't that talented. She's a nice girl. I liked her. I felt sorry for her, quite frankly. And because I felt sorry for her, I gave her a job here in the White House. It's the people's house. This is what Don Don does. I take care of the people. Look at the unemployment for blacks and Latino. Look at my blacks. Look at my Latinos. They're happy. This is what I do. The book is fake news, all fake. She wasn't even around me in the White House. She knows nothing about me. Mr. President, you were friends with her for 15 years. You sponsored 4 television shows with her name in it. Money. It was all money. I was being nice. What can I say? I'm a nice guy. Nobody respects women more than me. Nobody loves blacks more than me. I was telling Melania, believe me, bigly believe me, how I helped Omarosa. Okay? Okay? Quite frankly, she wouldn't even be known if it wasn't for me. Fake news. The book is all fake. This is going to be the whole conversation, about this book. And then Sarah Sanders, they're going to be in the press room. Sarah, why is the president trying to deny that Omarosa did such and such, such, such? Well, let me tell you. Frankly, the president, if he wasn't such a kind man, if he wasn't such a nice man, if he wasn't such a great leader, Omarosa would not even be known to you guys. It's clear that she wanted to make money off of this book. She got a 7-figure deal for doing the book. This is about her getting attention. This is about her getting one last 15 minutes of fame. It's all fake news. Next question. I mean, this is going to be... I feel bad for Omarosa, to be honest with y'all, because they about to come for her. Because once he says this, you know everybody who support Trump going to be coming. And they're going to be coming hard. They're going to be coming real hard. I mean, and then this is the best part. What if they ask everybody in the cabinet, because Omarosa and wrote something about everybody. Senator McConnell, what do you think about Omarosa and her book? I had very little dealings with Lady O. I have no idea why I would be in the book. Da-doop, da-doop. I'm running late. Da-doop. Attorney General Sessions. What do you think about what Omarosa said about you in the book? Good day, sir. It's no way that I am a racist. If you look at my record, I've defended those of color for almost 40 years. I have no reason to believe anything Omarosa has written in my book, in her book. Good day, sir. Oh, man. They're going to be, look, Vice President Pence, Omarosa said she felt uncomfortable around you. I just got to tell you, you know, I don't believe in being in a room with women alone without my wife there. I just, you know, I don't believe that. So I don't understand how she could say that, you know, that's ungodly. That's unchristian. I was never in the room alone with her, period. And our president, he's the greatest man on earth. All right, second hour of the show coming up. You listen to WB.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.